What's going on at the pond? Spring has arrived and colors, smells and music are decorating the forest. Today everyone is busy. Cricket is rubbing his wings, still out of tune, and Bluetit is choosing the best twigs to build her nest. Many animals are waking from their winter sleep. What a lot of yawning. Who's scratching? It's Peggy with sleepy eyes. Peggy smiles at the sun.
Another year to enjoy this place,
she thinks.
And I'll be 50 soon,
she sighs. The pond water is cloudy, so Butterfly gazes at herself in a dewdrop. Suddenly, a noise makes her jump.
Come on, everyone!
Duck calls.
The carps are courting.
The animals rush to watch the show. Peggy doesn't want to miss them, jumping, and slowly moves towards the pond.
Cow and you are already there,
she thinks, smiling as she looks at their tracks.
Hey! This one is not animal made. Where have I seen this before? This smells fishy,
Peggy thinks. A little bit worried, she decides to investigate. Meanwhile, Hedgehog has an idea.
Listen, everybody. It's Peggy's 50th soon. How about giving her a special present? I'd be happy to help out, but I have new places to go,
says Beetle, making up an excuse.
It seems to me that no one in their 50s wants a present,
says Duck. Bluetit speaks out.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. No one gave me a birthday gift,
interrupts Cricket. They can't agree at all. When Peggy gets to the meadow, she sees something strange in the distance.
I'll get closer and find out what it is,
she thinks.
I better watch where I tread,
she laughs. When she gets nearer to the object, she sees it's a bundle of sticks.
Who brought these here and why?
Peggy wonders. Then something on the path catches her eye.
When have I seen this before? Of course, the day Bob disappeared.
She recalls, and a shiver runs down her spine. The discussion goes on at the pond.
If it was my 50th, I would love to visit a faraway pond,
states Beetle.
Well, I believe we should treat her to a mud massage. They do miracles with wrinkles, you know. And Peggy's scales would shine like the sun,
suggests Butterfly. Some meters away, Peggy is still looking around. She notices something suspicious under the leaves. She smells it, and then she bites it.
This is all very strange,
she thinks. Peggy starts to get really worried. It is night. Toad comes out of a hole and heads to the water to take a look at her babies. Surely they have four legs already. A breaking sound and two powerful headlights paralyze her. Peggy has seen it all. Her heart beats so fast she can hardly breathe.
Strange footprints, sticks, noises and lights at night. The pond is in danger,
Peggy thinks and starts to shake. Peggy calls the animals together.
Dear friends, some creatures are haunting the pond. We must stop them. Our lives are in danger. I have a date today. Can't we go tomorrow?
Asks Butterfly.
You are probably imagining things,
says Beetle.
Don't worry about it, Peggy, and bring more music into your life,
chills Cricket.
I would join you, Peggy,
says Frog.
But in my state...
Suddenly, the sky darkens and the wind begins to blow. A storm is coming. In next to no time, it's pouring down. Peggy has decided to follow the tracks all on her own. Just as her legs start to weaken from tiredness and cold, she sees two noisy creatures shaking hands. She has found them at last. Peggy hurries up, but oh no! She trips over a root and lands on her back. What will she do now? She has bumped her head hard and feels too weak to turn around. Peggy passes out. Two strong hands pick Peggy up and take her away from the path. A few days have passed. Sadness reigns in the forest as Peggy is still unconscious.
I should have gone with her instead of meeting my date,
sobs Butterfly.
You know you can't fly in the rain,
replies Hedgehog.
If only I had gone with her, I would have defended Peggy with my spines. It's too late to weep now,
says Cricket.
Let's be optimistic and...
Just at that moment, Peggy opens one eye. The forest is happy again.
Peggy is awake. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peggy,
says her friends. Just then, ants arrive with Peggy's favourite food while Cricket and Blue Tit do a concert.
La 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 la.
Peggy, the dragonflies are new to here too,
says Beetle.
And look who I found by the vegetable garden,
he adds, winking.
Oh, Bob!
Peggy exclaims, blushing.
Thank you! What a feast! But my friends... How about the shadows, the noises, and the tracks?
The animals lead Peggy to the pond.
While you were sleeping, there was a lot going on around here. The noisy creatures came, and look what they've done to our home,
says Duck.
We'll have more privacy behind these bulrushes,
smiles the carps.
I'll build beautiful webs in this fence,
laughs Spider.
And they gave me a new nest,
adds Blue Tit.
There's no need to worry, Peggy,
reassures Hedgehog.
The noisy creatures just wanted to take our photo.